Loving God, I pray the meditations and reflections this morning may be of you and by you and be consistent with your message of stewardship. We make this clear through Christ our Lord. Amen. Please be seated, folks. So the preacher got up at the pulpit and he looked at the congregation and he began by saying, if this church is going to begin to serve God, you must be ready to start crawling. You must be ready to crawl. And the congregation said, preacher, make me crawl. Make me crawl. And then the preacher got up at the congregation again and he said, now that we've learned how to crawl, we're going to begin to get up on our knees and we're going to need to learn how to walk. And then the congregation said, preacher, make us walk. Make us walk. And then the preacher said again, now that you know how to crawl, you know how to walk, we're going to need to learn how to begin how to run. And the congregation said, yes, preacher, make us run. Make us run. And then the preacher said, now that we know how to learn how to run, we're there, we know how to run, we're going to have to learn how to deep reach into our pockets and know how to give. Know how to give. There was a pause over the congregation. They stopped and said, oh, preacher, make us crawl. Make us crawl. Simple little story that speaks to the fact that when a little discipline and sacrifice is involved, how quickly we want to reel it back in. This is our one Sunday a month. We talk stewardship. And that is my honor and privilege, whether I like it or not, to stand before you and talk stewardship this morning. That is the case. We've been running, folks. We have been running. And as we take a look at the running that we've done, a few highlights this morning. Because of our growth, 40% over the last number of years, we have added on. We have a new expansion. You're welcome to please go downstairs and check it out anytime. Make yourself at home. Please do baptize the place as we did last weekend, huh, Kim? With the Mikra event, youth event. Baptize the place as you see fit. It is yours for baptism, as it were. We have poured resources into a part-time faith formation director, meaning we have a staff available to work with your children, to work with your kids from youngest all the way up to high school and beyond as well. A faith formation director who also focuses on adult education. See, it's more than just the kiddos, guys. It's our adult education as well. We have embraced Living Compass as our way of, as adults, we seek and therefore strive for a balanced lifestyle. We have someone with resources. We've poured resources into that particular piece of who we are. We have poured resources into outreach. As you know, in the last few years, we have partnered with a sister church in Haiti as we support them dramatically. We have built a well in Haiti. We have provided clean running water for this community. And now our focus is turned here kind of inward as we recognize that as our call from Luke 10. We are mindful. Therefore, we've developed our own essentials pantry. One Saturday a month, 30-some-odd folks now, clientele come, and they're able to take home a free bag of essential items. Part of what we do for outreach, part of where that budget line item goes. We have also poured resources into a very, very competent pastoral associate parish administrator, Cynthia. She should be sitting here. I think I saw her come in. No? There's Philip. All right, no Cynthia this morning. Go home and tell her, though. A very competent parish administrator, whereby now we embrace her so much that we've offered a little bit of a clergy pension fund for her because of the hours that she works. We adore her. We've decided to lift her up in that particular way. We also are a congregation who pours resources into a choir, an organist, a choir director. No one will ever replace Bob Chabora. We know that. We understand that. And we know that he lives an eternal life. And we also know that he wants us to carry on in his name. Tomorrow night, we have a candidate coming into us. I invite your prayers as we look at a potential organist, choir director for our congregation. Very important part of who we are in worship. We embrace music, and therefore we put resources into choir, choir director, and organist as well. We pay diocesan assessment, whereby we offer resources for the diocese. The diocese offers resources for us. We have Kim Wallace. And Kim Wallace is the youth coordinator for high school events in the state of Maine, in the entire diocese, as a volunteer. Because of her work, because of your work, our young people have an opportunity here to come and know God they never thought possible. We help support the diocese, their youth ministry office. They support Kim with TLC, pretty much. Not much more than that, but they support Kim, but we have Kim here. And thus, our youth group activities with Garrett continue to provide opportunities for our high school kids to learn and grow and know more about a God they never thought possible. We have poured resources into a full-time rector. You made that choice 8 years ago. And because of that choice, I am available to you folks 24/7. 24/7, please do not hesitate to call. Middle of the night, over the weekend, in the evening, I will come see you. I will go to the hospital. I will visit. I will walk with you through whatever it is you're walking through. You have embraced full-time leadership. I pledge to continue that leadership in a 24/7 way. Please don't hesitate to call. So, folks, we've been running. We've been running. And because of that running, we continue to run. And God continues to bless us in our faithfulness. So when we speak about stewardship, we look at the scripture readings, right? We look at the gospel. 2,350 plus times the New Testament talks about stewardship, talks about money. 2,350 plus times. So whether I like it or not, or whether you don't like hearing about it or not, it's there. Jesus talked about money often, regularly, because he knew it would be a distraction to folks coming to know God. And what's most important in the scriptures about how it is we handle our resources, it's our attitude about it that matters. We work hard. It's okay to develop resources. It's okay to keep resources and continue to work hard. We live in a capitalistic society. It's our attitude towards them that matters. It's our desire to give them back. It's our desire to give back. And church gives us the most holistic way to give our resources back to our loving God. For me personally, stewardship is a very, very personal thing. As I pause and reflect every year during this time, I think about the fact that I married my best friend, how blessed I am. I think about our children, how happy and healthy they are in the classroom, on the athletic field, or the dance studio. And I think about how much they have come to learn and know God here, stuff we never could have done at home. It starts there, but never could have done at home without St. Anne. So, so blessed to have this opportunity for our children to grow in this congregation. It becomes very, very personal to me. And as I think about that, I become very emotional as well, as I think about all that God has done and allowed us to continue to serve in this capacity. But I didn't get it for a long time, see? Coming from another denomination, I didn't get it. I threw my couple bucks and I put it out in the collection plate. Stewardship is recognizing and embracing the fact that we all are involved and called to be part of this process. So for us here at St. Anne's, we are called to 100% participation. If you've never pledged before, I invite you to pledge this time around. Because we want to try to get to that 100% participation. We recognize that giving in the plate, of course, is part of the process, but that's just, as it were, becoming involved. Pledging is about belonging. Giving in the plate is just giving. Pledging is about belonging. We thank you for what you do in the plate, but pledging allows us to develop a budget, allows us to have an idea as to where we're going, what the plan is moving forward. November 1st, we will have our stewardship breakfast. 2 weeks from today, 9 o'clock service, we bring our clocks back an hour, we fall back, and we have a breakfast together where we come together and celebrate stewardship in our midst. Friends, it's part of the process. I don't like talking about it. You don't like hearing about it. But it is part of the process. And we all are called. We all are called. There's a small number of us that take care of a great proportion of all that happens here at St. Anne's. It's a call for all of us to step up and be involved in this particular process. Jesus talked about it 2,350 times. So we're invited to talk about it just once a year. I promise. Just once a year. Friends, it's time to keep running. We've been running, and it's time to continue that run. We need all our help in that process. Thanks.